Discover nature by design for a beautiful view. Snows knows how to make it all easy for you. When it comes to landscaping and gardening, who knows how to create the perfect scene? Snow knows Garden Center.
And good morning, and welcome to the Snow Nose Garden Show, the longest continuously running garden show in the world, live since the spring of 1950. This show is in its third generation. In fact, we had the fourth generation in the studio this morning. Which one of you two are going to take over the show after your daddy retires?
Me.
You are? I don't know. It'd be nice to have a woman's perspective on the show. Well, in the studio live this morning, Maddie and Dallas Snow, you guys are becoming regulars to this show. You guys are here just about every week with me now. And so I wouldn't be here flying solo. I've got two special guests. Maddie and Dallas Snow are here. And a little bit later, we're going to go to the Kids Corner in the Garden, presented by Snow's Garden Center, featuring Maddie and Dallas Snow. They're going to talk to us about what your kids can do in the garden this fall and winter. But we'd like to welcome everyone out to the show this morning. Thank you very much for joining in and listening to our show this morning. This is the Snow Nose Garden Show, brought to you by Snow's Garden Center. I'm Corbin Snow, the minister of mulch, the doctor of dirt, and the professor of plants is not here with us today. So if you're going to call in and have questions, you got to keep them easy, okay? The doctor is here, but not the professor. So if you have any gardening questions, if you'd like to join the show, as always, our number is 977-1070. You can also send us your questions on Facebook at facebook.com/Snow's Garden Center. And if you're not our friend, today would be a great day to friend us on Facebook, because we've got some awesome specials coming up just for our special Facebook friends that will be exclusive to our Facebook fans and people who follow us on Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter as well at Snow Nose. So follow us, and like I said, we've got some great specials coming up. I'm going to tease just a few of them before we dive into the meat of the program here. Black Friday, I've always been envious of the companies that come up with these ridiculous offers on Black Friday. And as a retailer and business owner, I thought, how could Snow's get in on the action? You know, I'm one of those consumers that so look forward to the circulars that come out this time of year, specifically the ones on Thanksgiving Day. And it's a Snow family tradition to sit around, and after we eat our Thanksgiving dinner, we look at the deals and we scope out and map out where we're going to go. Which stores do you have to be to about at 5 a.m. opening? Well, this year, attention, attention, announcement, announcement, Snow's is going to get in on the action, and we're going to tell you some of our specials now, and we're going to release some more on facebook.com/Snow's Garden Center. So go there and look for more items to come. But just to tease it, I'm going to tell you two of the specials we're going to have. Number one, we're going to have $1 poinsettias. That's right, for just $1 while supplies last, we're going to have poinsettias. And the second thing we're going to have are $5 Fraser fir Christmas trees. These are cut Christmas trees, $5 Fraser firs, and these are 3 to 4 feet, folks. These are not little baby trees. They're 3 to 4 feet tall for $5. So tell your friends about it. Tweet it, Facebook it. Get the message out that Snow's is getting in on the Black Friday action, and doors will open at regular time. You don't have to get up at 6 a.m. because I don't want to get up that early. So you can show up at regular business hours Friday morning from 8 a.m. until 6 p.m. While supplies last. And we don't have hundreds and hundreds of poinsettias and trees coming at that price, but we do have a fair amount, so you can take advantage of those offers. Let's go to the phone line, shall we? Let's go to line number one. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I
seeds in my yard this fall, and the grass has come up great. But I'm noticing a lot of chickweed looks like it's growing in there right now. Can I spray for that? Or is it too late in the year for that?
That's an excellent question. The only contributing factor that you couldn't spray right now is just to make sure that the seed that you planted earlier in the fall has germinated, it's come up, it's mature, and it's mature enough to the point where you've maybe mowed it at least two or three times. Have you gotten it to that stage? What's that?
I have cut the grass at least one time.
Okay. I would maybe cut it one more time, and, you know, as it continues to grow, let it harden off just a little bit more. If you go through and spray some of that tender grass, it'll have a tendency to kind of kill it off or burn it back just because it's not as broad and thick and mature and established at this point. So if you can get to the point where it hardens off just a little bit more, maybe get it to that second cutting, and then now is a great time to get ahead of that chickweed. You know, a lot of people don't notice it because it starts off so small and immature. But chickweed, you know, all that chickweed that is so prevalent in the garden, you know, come March and April, it is actually germinating now from seed, and it starts off as just, you know, a little immature plant, and you know, by March, April, it's a full blown, you know, 4 to 6, 8 inch plant in your yard. So now is definitely the best time to make that application to get ahead of it for next season. So absolutely, you can spray. Just give it a few weeks and let that seed harden off a little bit more.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye
bye. Bye bye. Great question. Let's go to line number 3. If you'd like to join the show, our number is 977-1070. Here to answer any questions that you have. Anything happening out in your yard? Anything with your plants, trees, shrubs, perennials, annuals, your lawn, your house plants? Pests, insects, disease, weeds, or something just looks funny out there in the garden, give us a call at 977-1070. Let's go to line number 3.
Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Oh, they just hung up in your face. How do you feel about that? If you'd like to join the show, give us a call back, 977-1070. Let's go back to line number 1. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Hey, Corbin.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Hey, man, what a great few days we have coming up in the next few days to get out there and get some work done in the garden.
I tell you what, this weather, it's a little chilly in the morning, but, you know, 60 degrees this time of year is perfect.
Yeah, it's absolutely fantastic. I tell you, the thing that I always want to talk about this time of year is I get so many people who call and say, oh, man, I'm not going to have time to still get the work done this year. And, you know, I think the big misconception is that spring is the time to plant, but you know, fall really is the time to do it.
It really is for a number of reasons. You know, the ground temperatures are warmer this time of year, and it's, you know, think of it. It's harder for the, well, it's easy. It's harder to warm the earth up in the spring, and it takes longer to cool it down. So you've got a great cool down season. You know, we still have several weeks, months ahead of us. That's prime time planting season.
That is so true. And, you know, the way to think about it is the plants go dormant. The tops of the plants go dormant. I was working with some clients earlier this week who are from Chicago, and they're used to the ground freezing up. So pretty much so the landscape companies and the garden centers just, you know, shut down during the winter because there literally is nothing they can do. You know, but for us, we literally go all year long, you know, as long as there's not snow on the ground. And even sometimes when there is snow on the ground,
exactly,
we're still out there planting trees. You know, the biggest thing for us is if the ground literally freezes. And in the Charlottesville area, it only, you know, may freeze to a couple of inches. So it may be delayed a day or two. And this is in the, you know, the heart of the winter, in the middle of the winter. But, you know, now is the time to do it. So it's interesting as, you know, people are telling me, you know, wow, we're concerned about doing the work, you know. The big trees and a lot of the plant material are just starting to be harvested right now.
Yeah. In fact,
we've got truckloads of plant material coming in, you know, constantly. And this is stuff we've been waiting on. I've got a project we're in the middle of right now that we started in May. And we're just able to finish it because the large trees we've been waiting on for, you know, basically half the year, this is the prime time to dig them. So this is the window to get out there and do some of those things in the garden.
And like you said, you know, a lot of people don't think about it, but, you know, there's so much less maintenance involved planting this time of year, as you referred to. You plant the shrubs. You still got to give them a little bit of water, but not nearly as much as you would, you know, if you planted in the spring or summer. Those root balls are dormant. The root balls are actually active and growing and putting out roots and developing a strong root system to sustain them for next spring and summer. But you don't have to worry about them putting all that energy and growth into what's happening above ground this time of year. That's where they're dormant. But there's a lot of things happening below ground that you can't see, which makes it a prime time to plant this time of year.
Especially if you have a plan out toward the perimeter of your property. Maybe you live on a bigger piece of property and you wanted to install some trees over toward the border, and it's just, you know, so hard to haul the water over there to get a hose over to it. You know, this is literally the time of year to plant that. And in terms of trees, you know, we've got some beautiful, beautiful trees in right now. It's a great time to get them in. You won't have nearly the amount of maintenance. It's easy to do. It's easy to get in there and kind of see the structure of the plant as you're getting ready to buy it. Japanese maples are the ones that spring to mind right away. Sometimes the structure of the trees, you know, just as important as the overall look with the leaf on. So now as the leaves are starting to fall off, you really get the beauty of that plant. Also, you know, the thing to remember is there's so many things in the garden that you need to do now to enjoy that beautiful spring. I was in the garden center just earlier this week picking out bulbs for a client. And, you know, so many of us want those spring flowering bulbs and want to see the daffodils and the tulips and the jonquils. Well, you can't do that, you know, in May. You have to do it now.
That's true. If you don't prepare for that one, there's no way you're catching up. So
that's right. And we have an excellent selection in there. 25% off right now.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of jonquils and daffodils left, but there are some incredible tulips. I was going through just the other day and looking at the tulips. There's great crocus, which a couple of good landscape design tips are to try to mix crocus, even plant them in your yard, plant them in the lawn. Because what happens is they come up, they do their thing, they look great, you know, when you're not mowing. And then after a few weeks, after they've finished and they need a little bit of maintenance to them, that's the time that you're starting to mow. So one of the tricks that I do is if we're ever putting in a bench on the edge of a plant bed, or if we're doing, you know, some stepping stones that go down into a pathway, I'll actually bring crocus bulbs out into the lawn area itself and then kind of scatter them down that path around the base of the bench, and they really show off well. So this is a great time to get them done. We got some excellent collection packages. We've got some really neat packages that are there that have daffodils and tulips mixed in the same package. So one of the beauties there is you don't have to worry about all the staggered bloom times in the spring. You can buy these packages, and you'll know that you have your color complementing daffodils and tulips kind of blooming at the same time, which is sometimes hard to do.
That's a great tip, Scott. And again, just a reminder that all those bulbs are 25% off as well. So take advantage of the great prices and just the beauty and the explosion of color in the garden next spring by planting now. And
nothing says spring like those bulbs popping up.
There really isn't, and I've already got the countdown going. It's just a little tease when you start to see those bulbs come up in the spring. You know that full spring is just right around the corner, and it really gets you excited for everything coming into bloom and popping in the garden.
That's right, and even if you can't wait that long, remember that we've got our holiday bulbs in also. We have some bulbs that have your traditional amaryllis and paper whites, that if you want those blooming for Christmas, it's time to come in and get those now, as well as we have some bulbs that have already been pre-chilled that are ready for forcing. So if you want something a little different than the amaryllis and the paper whites, we've got some hyacinths that have been pre-chilled and some tulip bulbs that have been pre-chilled, and those are ones that you can use, in a container at the house and have some great summer great color all winter long inside.
And we've got some beautiful bulbs that come pre-packaged. They have their own pot. You can give them as gifts. They're wrapped up in a nice holiday-like box with decorations on the box. Literally, you just pick it up off the shelf. You can give it directly as a gift. It's already wrapped. Would make an excellent present to give this holiday season.
I always get one or two extra of those, you know, because you always need that last-minute gift, or you need a gift if you're, you know, a hostess gift or something.
Yeah.
And if I use them, great. But if I don't use them, man, that January and February always look great in the house.
They sure do. Well, thank you so much, Scott, for calling in. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I just wanted to remind one more thing.
Yeah, yeah.
We still have our no-charge-free landscape consultation going on. I'm literally driving to one of them right now. And this is the great time to plan. One thing to remember about snows is we can help you with anything exterior. If it happens outside, we've done it or we've been involved in it. So one of the things that I think really helps, if you're thinking about a hardscape project, if you're thinking about some planning, if you're thinking about some maintenance, give us a call. We'll come out. We'll spend a little bit of time with you, no charge. Because our goal at Snows is to have you succeed, whether we do the work for you or you do it yourself. You know, we want you to succeed and, you know, have some good gardening experiences. So give us a call. We're still booked up pretty good, you know, for landscape work, but now we're planning for the winter season.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Scott Price, thank you for calling in, Scott.
Have a great weekend, and guess what I'm going to say? Go Hoos.
Go Hoos. All right, man. I appreciate that one.
Okay.
All right, bye. And just to reiterate what Scott said, the free landscape consultations are still going on right now. If you'd like to sign up for one, you can go to our website, snownose.com. Just click on the landscape link. You can also call out to the Garden Center, 295-2159. That is a complimentary landscape consultation service that we provide. And it's really just a great informative hour where one of our designers will come out, give you lots of ideas and solutions to your gardening projects. And there's also a customer profile that you can fill out online and email that or fax that or just fill it out and hand it to the designer when they show up to the free consultation. We've got to take a quick break. We've got two phone calls hanging on the line. If you just hang through the break or call back at 977-1070, we'll be back in just a few minutes. And when we come back from the break, we're going straight to the Kids Corner with Maddie and Dallas Snow. You're listening to the Snow Nose Garden Show. We'll be right back. Good morning!
Welcome
back to the Snow Nose Garden Show, the most listened to weekend talk radio show in Central Virginia. Thank you for joining us. If you'd like to join the show, give us a call at 977-1070. We'll answer your gardening questions and take your phone calls. Do you guys know who came up with our theme song?
Who?
Guess.
Robin?
Who? No.
Emily.
No. It's we've had this song since the 1950s. So who do you think came up with the theme song?
Christopher Columbus?
Christopher Columbus? Nope. Grandpa Snow. Leroy Snow came up with that theme music. It's a pretty good theme, huh?
Yeah.
It's the Flight of the Bumblebee. If you'd like to join the show, 977-1070, we're going to take 2 or 3 minutes. All right, turn your silly hats off. It's time to be really serious. We're talking about kids gardening. How fun is that? So we're going to have our little Kids Corner segment brought to you by Snow's Garden Center. And Madison and Dallas Snow are in the house, in the studio this morning. And they're going to talk to us about some fun projects that you can do with your kids. And kids, if you're listening, some fun things you can do in the garden this fall. Let's open the mics. You guys are on the mics. What are some fun things you guys can do or other kids can do in the garden?
You can run around, get dirty, plant stuff.
Whoa. Slow down. Slow down, Turbo. What did you say? You can run around in the garden and
you
get dirty?
Run around in the garden, get dirty.
Get dirty. Who's that fun for? Do kids like to get dirty?
Yes.
You do. All right.
You can plant bulbs.
You can plant.
You can rake leaves and then jump in them.
Have you guys ever raked leaves?
Yeah.
It's funny. It's the most amazing thing. Like, I come home from work typically, and all the neighborhood kids, we have this little forest section in between a few of our adjoining houses in the subdivision, and all the kids are out there raking leaves. Which, you know, from an adult's perspective, that is the least amount of fun we can have. But they're raking leaves, getting them into these great big piles, and then what do you guys do with them?
Jump in them!
So that's a fun project. Parents, if you're listening, go out and buy a couple inexpensive leaves. Let the kids do the work. Just tell them where you want the specific piles that they can play and jump in. And then let them have a little fun, and then teach them how to bag them, right? Do you guys know how to bag leaves?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Would that be fun?
Yes.
All right. You heard it here first in the Snow Nose Garden Show. Parents, kids like to rake and bag leaves. Give me one or two other fun things kids can do in the garden this fall.
You can do pine cones.
What do you mean, do pine cones?
Put peanut butter on them and then you can put them, like, for the birds.
Okay. So you take peanut butter. What kind of peanut butter? Creamy or chunky?
Chunky.
Get
chunky.
Some good chunky peanut
chunky.
Butter. Get some good chunky peanut butter and spread them on the pine cones. You also want to put a piece of string around the pine cone. And then what can you do with the pine cones?
Hang them on a tree or a birdhouse.
Okay. And what is it? Who does that feed?
The birds.
It feeds the birds. That's great. Well, thank you very much, you guys, for the Kids' Corner this week. Hope you come back and we make this a weekly or monthly presentation that you guys do. You guys did a great job. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
You're welcome.
All right. All right. You can turn their mics off now. Thank you, Maddie and Dallas Snow. If you'd like to join the show, give us a call at 977-1070. The phone lines are wide open. We had a few people that were calling right as we went to the break. We unfortunately weren't able to get your phone call, but we can take your phone calls now. Again, that number is 977-1070. Our garden center manager texted me during the break, wanted me to remind all listeners that all of our deciduous shrubs are 25% off. And just a reminder to what is a deciduous shrub. Do you guys know what a deciduous shrub is? No?
No,
okay. So listen up. A deciduous shrub. Glenn, do you know? Glenn, we're going to educate you today, my friend. A deciduous shrub are shrubs that lose their leaves. So that's a good majority of the plants that we have out at the garden center are all 25% off. That does include roses and any shrub that loses its leaves. And if you're not sure what shrub those are, just come out to the garden center and take a look, because the majority of them have already lost their leaves, and you can see firsthand which ones those would encompass. If you'd like to join the show, once again, our number is 977-1070. And back by popular demand, we're going to do a little Snow Nose trivia question, and you're going to be playing for a $25 gift card this morning. I love pampas grasses. I love all ornamental grasses. One of my favorite things to use in a landscape. They provide so much dimension and diversity, and just the different color combinations. There's purple fountain grasses. There's variegated grasses. And not only, you know, the interest and beauty they bring in the spring and summer months, but the fall tassels that they get, the different colors they turn, they provide a lot of unique and just inviting interest in the garden year-round. I talk about every time of year, I'm a neat and tidy kind of garden guy. I like things to be clean. And so I have a tendency not to let my ornamental grasses stay up all year. I'll usually wait till about the first of the year, February, before they start to get a little messy. And I like to prune mine back. However, you can leave those grasses up in the garden well into, you know, late winter, early spring. You can cut those back late February, first part of March. But you want to prune those back each and every year just to maintain them, to provide new vigorous growth and healthy new growth, which you can get by pruning those back, you know, to the ground pretty much, you know, back to about 12 inches. But here's a little trivia, a little fact that you may not know about some of those ornamental grasses. Okay, so you've just have to fill in the blank and give me the quantity, the mileage that I'm looking for. If you were to take all the roots that are growing underneath the ground on some of these ornamental grasses, and if you were to stretch them end over end over end, how many miles would it accumulate? How many miles would it total up to, the total mileage of roots under one plant, under one ornamental grass? If we can get a correct answer, I'll give you a $25 gift card. Our number is 977-1070. And just give us a call right now, and we'll take the first caller with the correct answer. How many miles of roots are underneath one ornamental grass? That is the question. We're looking for an answer. How many miles of roots are underneath the ground for one ornamental grass? 977-1070. The phone lines are wide open if you'd like to call in and answer that question. Do you want to go to the garden hit list real fast for the month of November while we're waiting for a few phone calls to come in? Just a few pointers and things that you need to be doing in the garden this time of year to kind of stay up with the monthly tasks and items to make sure you're getting your garden, your plants, your lawn, all the attention they need to be healthy and strong this time of year. So we call it the garden hit list. It's going to run down a few items of things you can be doing in the garden right now to stay current, to make sure your lawn and garden is getting everything they need. The first thing is you need to make the second or third application of fertilizer to your lawn. And if by chance you've missed any of the applications, just up the application rate to 1.5 times the usual amount. That'll make up for any lost applications that you've missed out on in September or October. As we talked a little bit about earlier, you can start forcing some of your amaryllis and paperwhite bulbs now. If you want them to be ready for the holiday season, that's something you can do now. Very easy project, something that you can get your kids involved in and do. You just pot them up and water them regularly and watch them grow. There's nothing you have to do. And just what beauty that brings in as the holiday season starts to roll around. Okay, I hope everyone's not Googling the question. And once again, if you'd like to answer the trivia question, how many miles of roots are underneath one ornamental grass? Maddie and Dallas, do you guys have a guess? How many miles of roots do you think are underneath the ground?
7 miles?
Close, but no cigar. It's a little bit more than 7 miles. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Oh, good morning. I'm going to guess 1,000 miles.
1,000 miles. You are in the neck of the woods, but a couple hundred miles off of the actual amount. So great guess.
Thank you.
Thank you. 1,000 miles is a little bit too high or low. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to narrow it down yet, but it's in the ballpark. I'll tell you that. Isn't that hard to believe that there could be 1,000 miles or close to 1,000 miles of roots underground? That's a long distance. You know, 1,000 miles would take you halfway across the United States. I will give you a little teaser. If you were to take all the feeder roots, you know, that's all the little fibrous roots, and there's just thousands and thousands of those little fibrous roots. I don't know if you've ever transplanted or had to dig up an ornamental grass, but it's a daunting task to do because of how many roots that are in the ground. We occasionally, not occasionally, we quite regularly have to dig up ornamental grasses for one reason or another, and I'm always amazed by how many roots there are. But if you were to take all of the big tap feeder roots and all of the small little feeder roots and total those up, you would be close to 6,000 miles of roots in one plant. The number isn't nearly as much on the big roots, and that's the answer we're looking for. So if you'd like to call in with a question, 977-1070, or to answer the trivia question. Let's go back to line number one. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
No, well, I was wondering if I could take a guess for the grass question.
Absolutely, and if you can get within 100 or so, we'll throw the contest and make you a winner. So, what's your guess?
I'm gonna guess about 1,200.
1,200. We're actually the first guess was 1,000, and you went on the high side. We actually need to go in the opposite direction.
Oh, but, gotcha.
But
okay,
great guess. Thank you for calling in.
Yep, bye-bye. Bye.
If you'd like to call in and answer the question. Again, our number is 977-1070. Let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Yes, good morning. I'd like to guess 800 miles.
800 miles. If you can get within 100 miles, I'll give it to you, and you are just slightly north of the answer.
Okay,
so thank you for calling. All right. One guess per phone call. Let's go back to line number two. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
Can I guess?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I'll guess 750.
750. You are a little bit high.
Thank you.
Thank you. This is when it gets fun, when people start calling in, right? Let's go to line number one. Good morning. You're on the Snow Nose Garden Show.
I wanted to make a guess if you haven't got somebody.
No, go for it.
All right, you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
650.
All right, I said if you could get within 100 miles, and the answer was 600, you'd get 650. Which makes you the winner chicken dinner. He gets a $25 gift card to come out and spend at the Garden Center. If I can just get your name and the initial of your last name.
All right, Fred G.
Fred G. Fred, you can pick up that gift card anytime today before we close at 5 p.m. out at 1875 Avon Street, just south of downtown Charlottesville, out on Avon Street.
I just left there.
Oh, did you really?
Yes, well, I guess I need to turn around and go get my gift card.
Turn around. Our Garden Center manager is listening to the show. She'll get your gift card ready and have it ready for you at the register.
We literally just left.
All right. Well, turn around and go get some free money.
I'm turning around and going to get my gift card.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. Yeah, the answer was 600 miles of roots in one ornamental grass. That's a lot of miles. That's like driving from... what, here to Kansas City, Louisville, that takes you to the Midwest part of the state. So that's a long distance. And just to think, if you were to take all the little fibrous feeder roots, 6,000 miles. That's a huge amount of roots in just one plant. So that's another reason why there's, you know, ornamental grasses are so drought tolerant and resistant, is because they have all those feeder roots. There's so much activity. There's so much moisture that's built up that they're able to tap into that they don't need a large supply of moisture to be healthy, and they do very well in dry, drought conditions. If you'd like to join the show, the phone lines, we've emptied them out, and if you have any gardening questions, give us a call at 977-1070. We have plenty of time to take your phone calls and answer your gardening questions. Just wanted to go over a few quick items. Number one, we just did a landscape project right here at the Charlottesville Radio Group building at WINA. They were long overdue. Last year, we did a turf renovation and makeover and repaired some sidewalks. We do concrete work. But this last week, we removed all of their really, really old, mature plants and shrubs that had just been kind of neglected and hadn't been pruned properly, but we removed these 15 to 20 foot overgrown shrubs, and we put new shrubs in. We planted new trees, and it really looks very nice. And anyway, what a great job our landscape crews did over here at WINA. If you'd like a free consultation, just a reminder that you can call the Garden Center at 295-2159 or visit us on our website at snownose.com. Want to also mention that the holiday open house is coming up Saturday, November 26th. We'll be having hot apple cider cookies. You can roast marshmallows, and that goes on throughout the entire Christmas season. When you come out to purchase your Christmas tree, you can roast marshmallows, have hot cider. We'll have Christmas music playing. We try to create just a fun, unique atmosphere for you to shop and be a part of, something you can do with your family. And this year, when you purchase your cut Christmas tree, you will get 100% back in snow dough. So whatever, if you buy a $50 tree, you'll get $50 back in snow dough that you can redeem during our fall festival and during the snow dough days in late spring. So that's a new little offer that we're going to be adding this year. Also want to remind people that we'll be having a satellite location out at Fashion Square Mall this year where you can go out and purchase your Christmas tree. The same award-winning Christmas trees we have at the Garden Center will be available at Fashion Square Mall, and both of those locations will be opening on Black Friday. And just to kind of give back to the community, a portion of the proceeds of our Christmas tree sales will go to the local Charlottesville Albemarle SPCA, which we're glad to be partnered with the SPCA to give back to the community. If you'd like to join the show, give us a call, 977-1070. Just wanted to continue on the garden hit list because there are definitely a lot of things you need to be doing out in the garden this time of year. And if I can just find my notes, going back to November and some items that you can be doing outside in the garden, here we go. We talked about forcing your bulbs so that they'll be ready for Christmas season, for the holiday season. Also wanted to let you know that now is a great time to fertilize your shrubs. We talked about fertilizing the lawn this time of year, making sure you get those applications down. But now is the time to fertilize your shrubs, your ground covers. You can do it right now during the month, or you can do it later in the month. But you can fertilize with azalea, camellia, rhododendron food, or hollytone, plantone, or any good multi-purpose fertilizer is going to get the job done. I guess there is no such thing as the wrong fertilizer or a bad fertilizer. It's just important that you get a fertilizer down. That's why I throw out there the multi-purpose fertilizer. And even though the top portion of the plant is dormant during the winter months, the roots they're going to continue to grow. And fertilizing them right now ensures that the plant will have all the reserve it needs when the growth starts to happen in the spring, as well as just making sure and ensuring that they have a strong, healthy root system. And if you can fertilize them now, it just takes so much less work out of what you have to do in the spring. So make sure you get that fertilization application down now. Also want to provide a tip to those who did any fall lawn renovation work with seeding. It is so important that you get those leaves out of the lawn, that you don't let them sit there. You know, we get these little rainstorms that come in this time of year, and if you let your leaves sit there, they're going to mat down, they're going to get wet and soggy. It's going to be that much more difficult to get them up and to actually remove them, and it's going to kill that really immature seed that's sitting there. So it's so important that you remove the leaves regularly. One of the easiest ways you can get rid of the leaves is by chopping with your lawnmower, by putting the blades on that are going to chop them up and mince them into little pieces of leaves that you can compost. And if you do some directional mowing, you can actually physically mow them to the wood line, or you can mow them into a pile, and which makes a lot less work and having to blow and collect and things like that. So put on those good chopping blades and get rid of the leaves that way. Also, another thing that people that have any type of water feature or pond, how important it is to remove those leaves from the water. If you allow the leaves to sit there and they get trapped down underneath the water surface, as that water starts to freeze, the methane gases that build up in the water can kill the fish. And I've seen this year after year after year. Last year I was at a shopping center over in Harrisonburg, and beautiful setting, these two huge, beautiful ponds, and they had a bridge that you walked over and a covered canopy. It was at one of those Amish outlets over in Harrisonburg, and there was probably literally hundreds of fish that had gotten trapped underneath the ice and just caked and covered with leaves. You could see the leaves underneath the frozen ice in the pond, and all of the fish, I mean, unfortunately the fish were dead, and you could see them floating, and all of that could have been avoided by simply going out, remove the leaves from your pond, You can place black netting over the pond to prevent the leaves from even falling in the pond. And then once the leaves fill up, just pull off that black netting, and you've kept all the leaves from getting into the water. Just a few helpful hints from our garden hit list. We're down to a minute. Just want to remind people that deciduous shrubs are 25% off out at the Garden Center today. We'll be open until 5 today. And as always, we're closed on Sunday. 50 to 70% off all wooden patio furniture. It's a great time to pick up some incredible deals on some beautiful crafted wooden furniture. We have some leftover cypress furniture from the spring. And 50% off all Thanksgiving decorations. Mark your calendars for November 26th, the holiday open house out at the Garden Center. And don't forget about Black Friday, the $1 poinsettias, and $5 Fraser firs. You're going to want to be there at Snow's Garden Center. That's Black Friday coming up in just a few weeks. And it's hard to believe we are less than 2 weeks from cut Christmas trees arriving at the Garden Center. It makes me panic. It makes me worry that Christmas is here. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for joining us on another installment of the Snow Nose Garden Show. Get out and play in the garden. Have a great day. It's going to be beautiful. Thank you so much for listening to the Snow Nose Garden Show. We'll see you next week right here on AM 1070 WINA.